50 years ago today, the B-52 flew for the first time. The long-range bomber is fast, loud, large, and flies high. It can also drop or launch a wide array of weapons, both nuclear and conventional. Brigadier General Guy Townsend was a test pilot on that first flight, and he joins us from Seattle. General Townsend, tell us about that first flight, getting in, starting her up. What did it sound like? What did it feel like when it finally got off the ground?
Incidentally, I was with Tex Johnson. I was the co-pilot on the flight. And we had done extensive taxi tests on the airplane. And we'd gotten the airplane up to fairly high speed. And so it was a routine deal, actually, as far as getting airborne was concerned. And as far as feeling is concerned, about personal feelings, I would say that it's like a quarterback going into a Super Bowl game.
Mm-hmm, except you're not at 50,000 feet.
Yeah, well, we weren't at 50,000 feet that day.
How high did you get that day?
I think we got up to about 20.
How did that compare to other planes, though? I mean, what was different for you as a pilot to fly this?
I don't think it was a lot different from other airplanes, other jet airplanes. Of course, this was the beginning of the jet age, you know, but it had a very revolutionary engine on it, too. It was extremely efficient compared to the earlier jet engines. And this is the first time that engine had been airborne, and we had some checking to do on that, too.
There were 8 of them, though.
That's right. But the way the cockpit was configured, you could hold all 8 throttles in one hand. You didn't have any problems with that.
What was the challenge of flying it for you?
It wasn't a challenge. It was a privilege. You know, experimental flight test pilots like to do new programs, and they like to fly things the first time, and I'm no different from the rest of them.
Mm. How does the plane that you flew 50 years ago today compare to the B-52s that are still in use?
There are vast changes in the airplane between then. The basic principle of the airplane, the 8 engines, and the... But the equipment that's in the airplane has been absolutely, completely redone. And the airplanes that were operating in Afghanistan, for instance, were flying close air support, and they had satellite communications so that you could talk to anybody in the world that you wanted to at the same time, and you could retarget the airplane, and that was all brand new. And the reason the airplane has stayed in the service as long as it has is... First off, it was the most efficient airplane that the Boeing Company has ever built as far as lift over drag is concerned. And it had a tremendous amount of range. We flew a B-52H and set the world's record as far as distance is concerned and flew it from Okinawa to Italy, which is in excess of 12,000 miles. And that record stood until an airplane was designed specifically to fly all the way around the world, nonstop. And that's why the airplane is still in the service today.
General Townsend, thanks a lot.
Well, you're sure welcome.
Brigadier General Guy Townsend, he and Tex Johnson were the first 2 test pilots for the B-52 long-range bomber. The B-52 made its first flight 50 years ago today.
Meet the B-52, most powerful bomber of them all. Its speed is a guarded secret, but it is in excess of 600 miles per hour. Its tail stands 50 feet above the runway, higher than a 4-story building. Why do men build the giants? Is it for size alone? No, it is because the search for the most efficient aircraft is never ending. New, more powerful engines are being born.